pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning, 251-343-0106. You can be in touch with me, your show host. All you got to do is text me, and I'll do my best to respond to whatever it is that is on your mind. Joining us now, he's with us on Mondays, every other Monday, but we're glad to have him, State Representative Shane Stringer. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. We do appreciate it. Did you make it down to BCA this weekend?
No, I didn't get a chance to go this year. Just had a lot going on lately, and right on the heels of the SLC up in Birmingham, so didn't get a chance to go down and listen in and attend some of the meetings that was held there.
Well, talk about the SLC. I guess I caught a little bit of the coverage on Capital Journal. Todd Stacey put a lot of effort into it, but what were your takeaways there?
It was extremely well put on and well managed. I was proud of Alabama and proud of what we were able to showcase there in Birmingham during the SLC for all of the states. Legislators that were able to attend, had plenty of support from law enforcement and the communities, make sure everybody was safe. But overall, it was a really well event.
Yeah, well, it was like seeing how other states do things, and I something I haven't really spent enough time on was like really looking into other states, but there's so much more it feels like Alabama leaves on the table sometimes relative to these other states.
Oh, absolutely. And getting to collaborate with some of these other legislators from some of these other states and get ideas from them and look at some of the stuff that they've been able to accomplish and do. And you sometimes it gives you some ideas with you that you can come back and try to run with. And, sometimes it keeps you from recreating the wheel per se, with some of their legislation, and had a chance to talk to a lot of different legislators across the Southern District.
Let's talk about something. We haven't spent much time on this, lately, but, I have used it, in recent months, a few times, but, working on Highway 45 now. I guess you're not giving up the fight here, but what does that look like going forward?
No, I'm still working on it. I've got a meeting with Director Cooper this coming up week, this Thursday, with him here in Mobile, and try to talk to him. And I met with some of his staff and members 2 weeks ago in Mobile, and proposed some of the same stuff, let's put some asphalt on the ground, and even proposed let's try to expand the passing lanes there, and they're roughly a mile long at this point, and one half of it is for the southbound and half is for the north, so half a mile is not really a lot of area to pass, so trying to convince them to let's look at expanding that, and just going to continue to push to get it four-laned.
Yeah, that's going to be the trick. I guess there's a lot of Band-Aids that are being done, and as far as I can tell, you're seeing some tangible improvements, but it's going to take that four-lane from Mississippi to, I would say, at least the 158 junction there, where it connects there and on to 65. But the difficulty for you, I imagine, Representative, is just getting people around the state to appreciate it and get some buy-in there.
Yeah, believe it or not, I've had a lot of support from other legislators across the state that have researched and either looked up you know, Highway 45 or have traveled it. You know, members such as Representative Matt Wood, Representative Jamie Keel, some of them have traveled 45 coming down to the beach or to our area, and they've got to witness and see firsthand what we're dealing with here. So, you know, anytime we've had anything come up in the legislature, I've had a lot of support from the members there. And I think we're headed in the right direction. Like you said, ALDOT has done some things that have improved some, you know, somewhat. But we still got to, we've got to address the amount of traffic that is on that road that are headed to our beaches during the summer months.
Yeah, it's like you said, getting people to realize it's there. And I talked to your colleague, Brett Easterbrook, several times about it over the years. But, you know, when you hit that state line and it goes to two lanes, somehow Mississippi has been able to make that a four-lane road all the way from state line to state line. And how do we figure out, like, a ballpark cost on this? You know, they always get told, Representative, it just costs too much, we just can't afford it. But you look around in other states, and I've spent time traveling in these other states. I mean, their roads aren't perfect, but they're not just putting asphalt on top of asphalt. They're actually building new, wider, you know, higher capacity roadways.
Yeah, and I've actually requested that information, you know, like a price per mile, if we could, from ALDOT. You know, not been able to get that. They say that that's not possible. Every road, every area is different. And, you know, I understand that, but there's got to be a formula that gives us a rough guesstimate or idea. I've actually reached out to some of our road builders throughout the state, and, you know, a lot of them have given me some rough guesstimates, but they don't want to get in the middle of, you know, don't want to get upset ALDOT or anything like that. So
that's the problem. It's the politics here that we don't really have a real, the public doesn't, a really clear view of what is going on in this state. And when you start asking questions, everything sort of clams up. But you want accountability from these government contractors or whatever. And it's just like, well, you know, we don't really want to get on their bad side. I find that to be bad government.
Yeah, absolutely it is, you know, and it's disheartening that you can't get information to determine whether it's feasible or not. And, you know, it's roughly 59 and a half miles or so. So, you know, to say that we can't afford to four lane the whole park, that's understandable. But to say that we can't four lane any of it because of that is not acceptable. Representative Brett Easterbrook and I have looked at it and discussed it a million times, and he's been just as hard in this fight as I have. And, you know, we had even said that looking at the most dangerous part of it, which is down around Chunchula, between 8 Mile and Chunchula, you know, he even agreed, let's four lane that part through there and create some avenues for people that are inpatient and, you know, whatever, emergency vehicles, to be able to pass and move along safely through there. Do it more as a pay-as-you-go program, you know, like Mobile County does.
Well, it's also like Citronelle, like a connectivity, you know, to the rest of the state even. But a four-lane road, it's grown over the years, but the people there should have access, a four-lane road access to the county seat and to the interstate highway system.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, you know, we should be providing a safe avenue for these out-of-state people that are coming down to spend all their hard-earned money at our beaches and contribute to our revenue. So I think there's, you know, we've got a million reasons why we should do it. It's an evacuation route. It's a, with all the new industry we have in Mobile, with the shipping container terminal, the Amazon shipping center, Walmart shipping center, and everything else, it has grown even more, which has put a lot more traffic there. So there's absolutely no reason that we shouldn't be trying to, you know, upgrade this infrastructure for our state.
Well, and some of it's just leadership. Like, whenever you bring this discussion up, it's like hot potato for, at least for John Cooper, who they almost take offense at when we talk about this representative. Like, you know, let us handle this. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of watching this and from afar, and you see this, and you think, well, you know, like, why do these guys act so offended when you kind of criticize the direction of transportation policy in this state? I mean, the state has certain mandates, and, you know, for, you know, we do more education than anything. But the other stuff, it doesn't seem to be – I mean, I'm not just talking about 45. I'm talking about top to bottom. It doesn't seem to pass the satisfactory test.
Yeah, and I really don't understand that either. You know, they should understand. I am a legislator for District 102. I am sent to Montgomery to bring the needs of my district to Montgomery to be addressed. And, you know, it's like sometimes they get offended if I bring an issue to Montgomery. So I'm hoping – I'm hoping that they'll listen, and, you know, I'll just continue to be the squeaky wheel. I'll continue to beg, plea, and bargain, to try to get what we can do. But, you know, like I've told everybody, until we get some asphalt on the ground, we're going to continue to have this.
Well, and my observation is, like I said, it's rehabbing all these old roads, which is fine. You know, do what they got to do, but the real need is just more capacity. I mean, you know, you drive around the state, 65 is always a log jam. And that's sort of Main Street, Alabama. And it just seems like there's such a reluctance to do this, to talk about winding roads. And like I said, back when John Cooper was a little more public and you would see him out and doing events and things, I mean, He would, like, respond in such a, you know, like almost like a how dare you, bless your heart, you don't worry about this. This is not for your concern. And like I said, you know, everybody in this state representative has issues with their roads and wants widening. And I'm sure all of your colleagues would like to see a road widened in their district. But we're not, it doesn't seem like we're doing really anybody's ideal projects right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's, you know, we've got Highway 43 in my district that has got all the plants, the steel mills, and everything else that we, you know, has created all this extra traffic on Highway 43. And, you know, we're going to have to address that at some point. So it ain't just 45. It's, like you said, there's other areas, other roads that have really gotten congested, and it's going to continue to get worse, I believe, with all the economy that we have, and especially right here in South Alabama with the new industries, all the different plants that we've got. I think that we're going to have to come up with a better plan to try to strategically tackle some of these areas.
Well, and, you know, the whole idea of, like, a, you know, this Rebuild Alabama thing. And yeah, I know there's been like four or five projects that they could really showcase, but it's been 6 years, and I don't know how much anyone in the state's quality of life has improved with that gas tax increase back in 2019.
Yeah, most of the Rebuild Alabama signs that I'm seeing is repaving jobs, you know, in different areas of the state. And, you know, I don't know what we did before, you know, if we budgeted to do that, or if we had the money to do the repaving projects. But, you know, we've got a lot of needs in our state, infrastructure needs, and we're going to have to find a way to address them.
Yeah, well, I think this is the prime opportunity is this election cycle, and we'll see how that goes. That's a discussion for another time. Representative, you're always kind to make time for us, so let's talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thank y'all for having me on.
All right. That's State Representative Shane Stringer there. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.